poll, majority of GOP voters think Donald Trump should start a new party. By Hannah Blow on January 27, 2021. A majority of GOP voters support the prospect of former President Trump forming a new party, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey, taken January 21 and 24, 2021, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters told respondents, former President Trump has suggested he may start a third party. Is this a good idea or a bad idea? While a plurality of likely voters, or 45%, believe it is a bad idea, a majority of GOP voters, or 53%, consider it a good idea, as do 41% of those surveyed overall. The survey coincides with rumors of the former president considering forging a new political party outside of the current Republican Party, a rumor which Republican National Committee, RNC, Chair Ronna McDaniel has vehemently denied. I've talked to the president, Trump. I've talked to others around the president, who are talking to him every day. He's not going to start a third party, McDaniel told Fox News on Tuesday. 30% of Republicans said that it would be a bad idea for Trump to start another party, and 17% said they remain unsure. Those outside of either major party remain virtually split in opinion, with 43% expressing the belief that it would be a good idea for Trump to form another party and 42% indicating otherwise. 16% remain unsure. The survey also asked respondents, if former President Trump started a third party, would you consider the Trump Party better or worse than the Republican Party, or about the same? A plurality said they would consider it to be worse, followed by 34% who said better, 17% who said about the same, and 6% who said they were not sure. Among GOP voters, 49% believed the new party would be better, 33% said worse, 21% said about the same, and 8% said not sure. The survey's margin of error is +/-3%. Jason Miller, a senior campaign advisor to Trump, has also dismissed ideas that Trump is actively planning to launch a third party. Trump has made clear his goal is to win back the House and Senate for Republicans in 2022, Miller said, according to CNN. There's nothing that's actively being planned regarding an effort outside of that.